This is Akashvani. The news read by Tanvi Khurana. In Goa, at least 25 people, mostly staff members of a nightclub, and 4 tourists have been killed in Arpora after a massive fire late last night. The blaze was suspected to be triggered by a cylinder blast. Fire and emergency services and police teams rushed to the spot and brought the situation under control. 6 persons have been injured. Chief Minister Pramod Sawant, who visited the site, said most victims died due to suffocation and the club had been operating without mandatory fire safety compliance. He warned of strict action against those responsible, including officials who cleared permissions without proper checks. Goa DGP Alok Kumar said police teams, fire brigade and ambulances were rushed to the spot. He said the fire is now under control and all the bodies have been recovered. The DGP said police will investigate the cause of this incident and take action based on the findings. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed grief at the loss of lives in North Goa. Prime Minister also spoke to Goa Chief Minister Dr. Pramod Sawant about the situation and said the state government is providing all possible assistance to those affected. The Prime Minister has announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees will be given to the next of kin of the deceased from the Prime Minister's National Relief Fund, and Prime Minister added that the injured would be given 50,000 rupees. The Directorate General of Civil Aviation, DGCA, has issued a show cause notice to Indigo CEO Peter Elbers and accountable manager Isidro Porqueres, seeking explanations within 24 hours on the massive flight disruptions that caused severe inconvenience and distress to the passengers. The regulator attributed the chaos to the airline's failure to make adequate arrangements for the revised requirements under the approved flight duty time limit norms. The notice said large-scale operational failures indicated significant lapses in planning, oversight and resource management. Meanwhile, the railways has started operating 89 special train services in the next 3 days across multiple zones from yesterday. The special trains have been announced in the wake of widespread flight cancellation and additional rush during the winter season. The move is aimed at supporting smooth travel and ensuring adequate connectivity amid rising demand for rail travel. India and the United States have strongly condemned terrorism in all its forms and manifestations, including cross-border terrorism. Both countries renewed their commitment to work together against terrorism at the global level, including in the UN, the Quad, and the Financial Action Task Force during 2 key meetings on 3rd of this month. These were the 21st India-US Joint Working Group on Counter-Terrorism and the 7th Designations Dialogue. Both the countries strongly condemned recent terror attacks in India and stressed that the perpetrators must be held accountable. Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone for various development works worth over 1,500 crore rupees of Ahmedabad Municipal Corporation today. These projects are related to housing, infrastructure and public amenity. Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel will also be present during the day-long series of the events. A report.
The Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah will dedicate a total of 58 developmental works, which include the inauguration of 881 EWS houses and key infrastructure projects, including lakes and garden. The minister will also perform the groundbreaking for the mini sports complex in Gotha. He will also hand over appointment letters to nearly 100 newly appointed assistant firemen of AMC. Mr. Shah will also attend the launch of Gujarati edition of the book Chunautiya Mujhe Pasand Hai, which is based on the life of UP Governor Anandiben Patel. Aparna Khund, Akashvani News, Ahmedabad.
International Federation of Association Football, FIFA, has released the complete match schedule for the 2026 World Cup a day after finalizing the groups for the expanded 48-team tournament to be held in the United States, Canada and Mexico. The 104-game tournament will start on June 11th with Mexico versus South Africa clash in Mexico City. And that is the end of this news bulletin.